Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the best in Blog Talk Radio.
Wanda After Dark Radio.
A show that brings the best and brightest to you in the comforts of your own home. Starring the lovely and talented
Wanda Mae Noel.
Coming to you live and direct from the 18th L. Wanda After Dark Radio seeks to add class, style, and diversification to online radio while giving our fans the best in news, up-to-date information, and the hottest stars around, while giving God all the glory for the opportunity to bring you the positive and empowering people from across the nation and around the world. So with that being said, I want you to get up, stand up, and come on in. As we bring out
your illustrious hostess,
she is Miss Wanda Mae Noel.
Hello, everyone. I know it's been a minute since your girl's been on, but I am back. Sometimes it takes a very juicy book to pull Wine About Books out, and that is what has occurred. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I am your illustrious hostess, Miss Wanda Mae. There is no Mo Noel, and I am no longer in the ATL. I'm currently in Florida, but who knows where I'll be later on. So I'm just going to keep rolling with that intro because I really like it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is a very special show for me because it's been such a long time. I really enjoy being with authors. I think most of the people that are listening, or if they're online or wherever, you know that I'm an author girl. I love books. Love spending time with authors. I think they're very unique people, and I think it is a blessing that they give us their best story on paper, a glam and cover on it, and then they allow us to purchase it from them. A couple of house notes for everybody that's on the line, please make sure that you click on and go into the chat room and chit-chat with each other, invite other people. Make sure if you're on our page, you go and you click Twitter and Facebook, you let everybody know that you're here, tell them to come join in. I see the numbers of callers are just rolling up. We're very excited about tonight's show. I'm not going to delay this because I want to get right into it. I will play a commercial later, and we got a couple of songs that our guest sent to me, and she said these songs represent the book that she has. So tonight, what a special, special treat. I'm trying to click. You all know sometimes I'm having some problems with getting into certain things, and my computer decided it wanted to have its own mind today. I put a little oil on it, and maybe that was the problem. But tonight's guest, let me tell you about this super lady. First, I want to give a shout out to my cousin LaQuisa. I think I posted something on my page about books, or I might have been getting ready to do something with books somewhere down the line, and she posted a funder, whatever the post was. Like I said, it was so long ago, I can't even remember. You know, cuz, you need to check this girl out. Well, anyway, this young lady was born in Fort Myers, Florida. She had her first child at 16 and was still able to graduate from Tampa Bay Technical High School. She's an excellent writer. I'm not going to belabor it anymore. I'm going to bring her on. Please welcome to the show. For those of you who don't know, I'm introducing her to some and presenting her to others, the author S. Niecy Storrs. Are you there, Miss Storrs?
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Yes. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here tonight.
Thank you very much for having me and giving me this opportunity.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I gave just a pinch of your bio because I really want to the audience and the listeners to hear it from you. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then tell us really how you, what made you start writing, and what was the very first thing that you wrote before you even put this book into play.
Okay, a little about myself. Like you stated, I had my first baby at the age of 16. Of course, I disappointed a lot of my family members, but they're very proud of me now. Let's see, I ended up still graduating with my first baby. I still ended up graduating from college with four babies up under my belt. I always wrote. I'm better expressing myself on pen than speaking. I started writing at the age of 7, traveling back and forth from Tampa to Fort Myers on the Heartline bus. Not Heartline, the Greyhound, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mostly I just used to write poems and write down my feelings. So, and before this book, I wrote a book called Broken Eyes, which was published last year in November.
Wow, wow. That's fantastic. And I always try to encourage people. I've been trying to complete so many different pieces of work over the years, and I promise myself at the end of every year that I'm actually going to finish publishing something. So I pray that by the end of 2017, because 2016 is here, and between Christmas and the show and all these other projects I got going on, I don't see a book. But I'm always inspired when an author comes on and gives their story of how they decided to write. So God bless you, and you make sure you keep writing and everything. But we thank you for what you've given us, for sure.
No problem.
Now
just keep. Let me back it up, Ms. Mays. I'm sorry. So at my graduation, Steve Harvey, he came to speak with us. And when he was speaking, I felt he was speaking to me because I always wanted to write. I always wanted to publish a book. But I said, for what? Don't nobody want to hear what I have to say. Nobody's going to buy your book, and nobody's going to basically support you. So Steve Harvey, basically, he was stating that if it comes to you like an attraction in the movie, that means it's going to appear. It's going to soon come. So after I graduated in May, that's how long it took me. I graduated in May, and my book was published and was ready to be sold in November. So that was all the motivation I needed.
Wow. And isn't it just a little thing? And
it
always
is.
Comes at that time when you're thinking, okay, I'm done, like you were saying. But whatever happened at that moment, that was the moment that you connected with. And not that it wasn't in you, it's been in you all along. It's just someone that you stop and listen to and take in what they're saying and say, you know what, that person is talking directly to me. They might not have said my name, but I know that that message was for me. So, again, it is a blessing. It is absolutely a blessing. Now, I'm going to move into actually talking about the books. Now, for those who are on the line and people who are listening somewhere, if you want to call in and speak with Ms. Niecy, I'm going to chat with her a bit because we want to get some of the juice going about this book. But the call-in number is 646-564-9917. You can call in, and when you're ready to speak with her, or if you have a question, just raise your hand. A lot of you are going to enjoy the conversation because this book is misnamed. It should have been Juicy, not Dirty. This book should have been Juicy Little Secrets, not Dirty Little Secrets, because, Niecy, I picked it up, and, you know, you got your Bible verse in the front. So I said, oh, that's cute. She got Bible verse. Girl, I started reading this book. I said, she need a Bible verse on every page. She need a Bible verse at the bottom of every one of these pages in this book. My goodness. All right, let's get started. First and foremost, who is these people? Are they
great
real
person.
And you changed their name? Who are these people? Who are these people? Well, who
okay,
are one
I'm,
of them?
I'm,
who are the rest of them?
I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to be honest. My personality, some of me is in each one of my female characters. They are part of me.
Oh, I hope there's some brothers on the line listening. You married? Okay. I don't know if you're here live or you're actually coming back to listen to the replay. Let me give you a clue. If you're a single brother, you might want to give Niecy a ring-a-ling-ling, because I first need to read the book. You got to study first before you call it. Get your book on, get your study, and you got to pay for the book. Don't ask Niecy for nothing free. She's not a charity. She's a business. Get online and find her book and pay for it and get her mail it to you. That's right. I always tell people, and I don't mind paying for my book. Appreciate that author sent them to me. And I do that because I keep these books, and sometimes I'll go back and reread. I don't know when I'll be able to reread this one because I had my legs crossed most of the time just trying to get through the first couple of chapters of this thing. Lordy Jesus. Okay. So let's start with, and I hope everybody has read the book, because you're going to hear some stuff, and if you hadn't read the book, then I'm sorry for you. I tell you what, if you haven't read it, you will be running to read it once we start talking about it. So let's talk a little bit. Give everybody a little brief synopsis of Josephine. And let me tell you, you wrote this thing so good, I never, ever, 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 ever would have known Josephine had them serious issues.
Okay. I was going to ask you that. Did you expect the ending?
Girl, no. I was cutting my pearls. I was on the plane. I was going to ask some people, could they please drop down the oxygen while we was landing? Just so I could breathe and finish the book. I literally was reading it on the plane, the end of it, because I started it. And I said, okay, put it down. And then the following day was when we were flying back from visiting my daughter, and I say, Miss Hale, look at what she done did to Josephine. Oh, my God. Niecy, if ain't nobody told you, honey, this is a Lifetime-centric, this is a movie. This book is a movie. I saw it. I saw all the parts. I saw all the people. I saw all the scenes. I could feel everything. I could smell everything. Girl, I was jumping. You know how you're on the ride and you're moving from side to side and thing going up and down? I literally was doing that while I was reading this book. Literally, I was doing that. My goodness. So tell me why Josephine, why you made her character the way that you made her character. What made you do that to her?
Okay. If you can recall, when the start of Josephine, it read about sexual addiction. People don't know that there's things that can happen in your life called this addiction that you may have. So without telling a story, Josephine has a sexual addiction, but it comes from her past.
Okay.
She has some mental issues. She has some mental issues going on. But besides the mental issues, Josephine wanted it when she wanted it and how she wanted it on her time, not the man's time.
I don't know no Josephines, though.
And my whole life, I don't think I think I know. Now that I done read this and I go back in my mind to some people I know, I think I know about one or two Josephines, and I'm gonna call them that next time they call me to talk to me about anything. They are now Josephines.
When I wrote my book, a few females reached out to me, and they was like, "Wow, what made you write this?" And I explained it to them, and they was like, "That's me." I was like, "Wow, okay."
Not
the background issue, but as far as Josephine, she had to get her orgasm. Like, she had to get one daily or often. Yeah, it's a lot of females out there that needs their orgasm.
Wow. Not to say that that's shocking you or anything, because I know the sexual revolution way, way long time ago, women kind of stop talking about sex or what appeased them or what pleased them. And for those who are on the line or online listening or you've called in, please know that this will get explicit.
and we're going to use the real words, not letters, to discuss this book. So if you can't handle it, then you might want to, matter of fact, you can't handle this conversation. You can't handle this book. So, but the book, you might want to, you know, come back when I'm doing a pastor or a first lady or something. But the night, the what we're talking about tonight, woo, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. We're going to get down and dirty. Now, let's talk about Kendall. She did irritate me a little bit in the beginning. I'll be honest, I was not sure why. I was trying to be there with her, but then it was certain little stuff that Jason kept doing. And I'm thinking, why Kendall? Why? Tell me about Kendall.
Okay, Miss Kendall's background, she basically wanted Jason. She, and being that she dated other guys and they always cheated on her, she then started to feel it was something within her that made the guys cheat on her, or why they didn't want to just be, you know, just with her. They had to be with other women. But she was in love with Jason. No matter what he did and the lies he came back and told her, she, like we all, well, I know I did. I used to believe anything a man would tell me. But, yeah, and she believed his lies. Even though the signs was there on her face, she still wanted Jason there with her. She was just head over heels in love with this guy.
This is one of those classic cases of the heart wants what the heart wants.
Right. Pretty much.
Okay.
My visualization of Kendall, she's beautiful. She can have any man she wants. So why would she settle for Jason?
Right. But I think Kendall resembles a lot of women who you see. And I actually think that at one point, and I may just be coming out of it, that I was her, not to the point of the back and forth, just the, you have this thing inside where you figure either your beauty's too much or your beauty's not enough. And then you start making excuses, and then you start making exceptions, and then you start accepting things, and then it becomes a pattern. And the pattern continues, and the older you get, the tolerance level of crap that you accept becomes more and more and more and more and more. And I tell women that all the time. A lot of times you have to sit back and understand what you see is what you see. Your eyes are not playing tricks on you. Your mind is not playing tricks on you. Your ears are not playing tricks on you. But the thought of loneliness sometimes blocks out the fact that we need to understand, he a dog, and that's it. Let it go. Find something else to engage yourself in to distract you. But I don't know too many women who would be most of them at that point. And like I said, I think I did it at some point where you just take it. Cause you feel
like
you
don't
want to.
Yeah, I took it for 13.5 years.
Girl. I think the time with one person, and I've always balanced that. I'm thinking, is it worse if you do it with one person, or is it worse if you're somebody that has a bunch of different people, but you allowed the same thing to happen in all of those relationships? Nothing changed.
Right.
The brother was, the face was different, but the brother was the same, that kind of thing.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
We're getting deep on Wine About Books with my girl, Niecy Doris, and her awesome, awesome book, Dirty Little Secrets. Okay. Now let's talk about Riley. I actually want to climb in and go get her. I really wanted to just climb in the book and just snatch her out every time her name came up. Every time.
Now, Riley, I'm not going to call her the dumb baby mama, because there's women out there that's Riley, and I've been her. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Riley, she had the son from Jason. She allowed Jason to verbally abuse her and physically abuse her. she didn't care as long as Jason, I mean, Jason wasn't really with her. He would come and go as he pleased, but she wanted Jason. She felt she could not live without Jason being there. So she accepted the verbal abuse. She accepted the physical abuse.
This is, I've never been in anything physical, but I have been in verbal and emotional. And this is going to sound bad. I think sometimes the women that stay because of the physical is because it'll come to that. The verbal and emotional abuse, you don't know what's coming or when it's coming or how it's coming, and it starts to overtake your mind at some point. I have always wanted to be able to help someone who's been physically abused, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I always thought there's no way for me to know how that person feels, the endurance of taking that, you know, year after year after year, and then coming out of it. How do you help someone? So give someone some words of encouragement on behalf of Riley as to what you did to overcome or actually leave the relationship that you left.
Miss Mays, my girls are, their age now are 20 and 17. When the abuse started around my girls, I can't recall the age. I think they were like 13 and 11 or something. But when it started being in front of them, I had to look at them and be like, no, this, I can't keep doing it in front of them. My girls are going to date one day, and I don't want them to feel like it's okay. This is how a man's supposed to treat you. I don't want them to feel like this is love, basically. So my advice to anybody that's experiencing it, if he say he's going to change or he's not going to do it again, he's going to do it again. Don't believe him. Baby, get out, run, pray your way through, but that is not love in no shape, form, or fashion.
You got it. And that's what you have to, and I guess it's a repetitive thing, and you have to know in your mind, like you said, when it's time to get out at that moment.
Right.
And find somebody to call. There are tons of places. We'll do a show on this separately, but if there's anybody on the line that's listening or somebody that's actually on the phone and you're like, okay, that's me, then I don't have any information right offhand, but I will, if you inbox me or email me or inbox me to your one of us to say you need help, we'll make sure that you get it. We'll make sure we'll find somebody to be your support system and get you the help that you need. For sure. All right. Now let's talk about Jason A.
Jason.
Oh God,
what, Miss Wanda?
I can't. You know how you want to say something, but you can't even get the words out.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when you tried to make him, now when he got in the car accident, I said, okay, well then that slowed him down, and then you tried to change him into somebody else. I say, I ain't believing this shit worth nothing. He's still the same jacked up Negro he was way back before. Now, so let's talk about Jason.
Jason is a man. He's a purr dog. He's a male whore, basically. He don't care. Well, I'm sorry. He did care about Kendall. Kendall was his main girl. He did care about her. But as far as any other woman, he didn't care about. Now, as for men, you know, they need us when they're down. So if you notice, when he was in that accident, who was by his side, and then when he came up out of it, he was so in love with her until that male whoreness came back in him. So...
But do you think they ever, is there, and I know people say if you get Jesus and, you know, holy water and all this stuff, but do you think that a man who can't be monogamous can get in a car accident, be near death, and then monogamy show up?
I'm going to say yes, because when men, like a man, are you married, Miss Wanda?
Girl, you think my husband would let me be online talking like this?
Okay, the reason I ask, because I know most men, when they get sick, oh, they in desperate need now. They need our help. They need us to do this. They need us to do that. But then when they get on their feet again, it's like, F you, bump you, I don't need you anymore.
Right. Not, right. And that's not, but the thing about it is, if you meet a brother and he, the way he treats you when he meets you is the way he's going to treat you, period.
I agree.
There's not many, and I think women, we feel we got this magical power
to change somebody.
We going to whip out this wand, and the wand is the rolling hills, and we think we're just going to put them rolling hills on that brother, and he's just going to love us and make sure that we're fine and our life going to be good. But, child, you ain't the only one with some rolling hills. I figured that part out by myself. I'm sure everybody else has as well. But your man is the kind of man that can't just be with you. Child, he be on hill after hill after hill after hill. And if you can deal with that, more power to you. But I don't like to share. I didn't like to share as a child, and I don't like to share as an adult. I don't want to share. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I told
ma'am.
You, I'm in all those women. I had to deal with the ladies or the women calling my phone or knocking on my door. I dealt with all of that. So, yeah.
But most of them that have that abusive tendencies always has more than one woman. Because I mean, not being a psychologist, just being a blackologist, a man that has abusive tendencies has different personalities and needs a woman to satisfy all his personalities. He has a kind spirit in him. You can't really see it most of the time. He has a kind spirit. He has that poor spirit. He has that abusive spirit. And somewhere in him is a little bit Jesus. You didn't put it in this book. Hopefully you'll put it in the next one. But I think they all have that. I think there's a part of that that's in each one of them, and they're fighting to get that out. And I always ask where the mama is. It took me a minute to figure that part out. But if that brother does not love his mother or loved his mother, run for your life. Because if he cannot connect with a woman who, and even if he's never known a mother, well, whoever the mother was in his life, if he honors her, you're good to go. If he dogs her, you dog number two. Period.
Yeah.
Period, period, period. Wow. Okay, now, let me skip on through and down through here. And I did book you for an hour because I kind of figured this would be one of those shows. We're 2 minutes away from 30 minutes being up, and we ain't even done yet. We're not done. So let me ask. We're going back through here. Now, when did you decide that Riley and Josephine was going to be kinfolk?
Great question. Okay, so I hate reading.
You was wrong for that. First of all, you was wrong for that. I'm going to just say that. I'm letting everybody know. She was dead wrong for this one. I ain't finna support you on this one. I read the book again. You was wrong, Nisa. You was dead wrong. Tell the people why you was dead wrong, Nisa.
I love reading books. I hate reading books where I can predict what's going to happen. You never knew. By reading those first few chapters, you never was going to say, okay, those two are going to end up being related. I had to put a twist in it to get your mind, oh, shoot, what's going to happen on the next page? Oh, shoot, what's going to happen on the next page? And that's how I ended up tying my ending together.
Nisa, this is wine about books, not moonshine about books, but that's what I needed by the time I got to the end of this book. This is wine. It's wine about books. It really is. And I'm going to have to go to Ciroc about books and Patron about reading y'all books. It ain't no wine stuff. You need some real heavy something to hit the back of your throat while you're reading this stuff. My God. Yay.
I had to put a twist so my ending can be more better. So, yeah, I had to do that. I'm sorry, y'all. But you know, Ms. May, that happens for real. We have siblings out here we don't know about.
I think it happens more often than not. But because of social media, people are finding each other a little quicker. People are finding each other just a tad bit. You know, you're on Facebook and you see somebody's Facebook like yours, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe that's somebody I'm kin to. Or somebody on Facebook sees somebody that looks like you, or you all have those stories that are alike or the same or similar, and people are you're connected that way. Yeah, you have to remember way back when, especially if your dad was a traveling, you know, traveling salesman, or he was never around. He showed up on weekends. He might have been somewhere else Monday through Thursday, and at your house Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, I finally started realizing that stuff was going on. The older you get to pay attention to looking at people around you and their siblings, and you hear kids talking about that kind of stuff. But when it came to looking at this book, let me tell you what I thought of. And I always tell any author that comes on, it's always something that I'm thinking, okay, let me ask. So for this book, Dirty Little Secrets, let me tell you, I'm just going to read the one part where I was going to call Nisa, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. Where is it? Right here on page, Josephine's crazy behind. That's where it was. Riley asked me to go to Jason's grand opening. No, That's not it. Where you twisted this thing, and I took my piece of paper out. Where did? Oh, when she told Jason to come to her house,
And
Riley was there. This is the part where she said, while I was sitting on my dress, legs cocked up, back up against the mirror, I looked towards the door, and there she stood, my dear baby sister. That's when I heard, like, some real crazy music.
Yeah, that's when you should have heard it.
Jason, look who decided to join us. And
right.
I was like, huh? Did you come and join us, baby mama? What the hell going on? Girl, I said,
during this time, that's when Josephine, her mind, those when the her psychotic mind is kicking in. That's when it's kicking in.
I have heard that people who are the closer you have people who are have mental retardation, anybody who has anything that's offsetting mentally, that they have very, very, very high sexual drive. I've heard that time and time and time and time again. With her, though, it seemed to not satisfy for long periods of time. Even during the day, she'd have to go into the bathroom and satisfy herself, or wherever she was, or if she got too excited, or her body built up. And this almost reminds me of being Mary Jane. There were some parts on there, and I haven't watched that show, but the first season that I did watch it, I noticed that being Mary Jane would actually have to do the same thing while she was sitting at her desk. I have no clue what that meant, but I'm noticing that as women, we're starting to talk about it more because there's been such this black dark cloud over women that, you know, you can't be, you know, sexually free, or you can't talk about it, or if you talk about it, you're crazy, or you're a hoe, and you're all these other things. And I think that women need to feel free enough to have that conversation. A lot of times it's just small groups of people and I'm encouraging people to do that, because you're holding yourself back from being able to express yourself comfortably so that you can appreciate who you are. You were made the way you were made, period. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that's who you are and that's what you are. And you should feel free enough to do that. So let me go back again and say this. This Dirty Little Secret. So are we doing, is there a book coming? Is there something coming out of this book?
Yes, I was going to say that. I'm going to give, Josephine, she was touched. She was sexually abused at a young age.
Right.
So that's going to come out in number two, part two. Yes, there is. It's in the making. And I'm glad you mentioned something. You stated that's how women are made. That's how we are made. Before I published this book, I felt kind of bad, and I actually had to go talk to my pastor. I was like, I don't feel right, you know, being that I'm attending church and I'm writing in this content. My pastor gave me some scriptures to read, and he gave me his blessings, and it was on after that. So thank you, Pastor Dante.
Thank you, Pastor Dante. Everybody on this call and everybody online and everybody that has bought this book, we all thank you, Pastor Dante, for allowing us. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Dante, for allowing us to experience this book. We appreciate it. We might send your church a donation just because you let us read this book. Thank you.
Because I felt kind of bad at first, but, I mean, it's life. It's life.
And what's that, even with, now, if there are any atheists online, that's your thing. I'm not an atheist. I completely, totally, 100% believe in God. I believe it. I believe Jesus was on the cross. He got down. He's coming back soon. All that. I believe all of it. The one thing that people have to understand about our bodies is that because he gave us free will, if he did not make sick, feel good, we would not do it, which means there would be no procreation.
Right.
Because we wouldn't do it.
Right.
Especially women. If it didn't feel good, you know nobody would touch you. They would put that thing away. Put it away. I'm looking at your questions in the back. I paused for a second. And first, I want to commend you for doing this. For those who are authors and you really want to be a part of book club, if you don't start the conversation with the book club, it's going to be difficult sometimes to find the questions, especially when the genre is something that is explicit as this. It's hard to sometimes come up with questions that can generate more conversation. And you got some good questions in here. We all know someone who said they were leaving their mate and time and time again. Next question said, what do you think of the scene with Riley getting money to pay rent to prevent from getting evicted? I didn't know. I meant to ask that question. So what? When you wrote that, what did you – Riley's not the only person that do that. She's not the only person that has done it, and she's not the only person that is going to do it. Whether it's a poll or some other form of getting the money, she's not the only person that has done that. I do feel bad for women who do have to go to that length.
That route.
But it's it's survival of the fittest. And you get to the point where you realize, I got to survive. I can't be worried about if anybody's going to judge me for this. Most of the time, women don't share it anyway. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Nisi, this is a good book. It brought out so many different aspects. Let me say this. I would actually even want to go back to when a whole separate book that talked about building up the life to where Joseph felt like her dad was taken away from her when she and Riley were younger. I'd read that. There are so many books that can come out of this. Jason, why is he the way he is? Who made him that way? What created him to be that person?
Right.
Kendall, why is Kendall? Now, Kendall might be a little boring because she don't do nothing. She just take everything. So, no, we don't need no book on her. Just keep her as a character in this book. She one of them people. She a background person. You know what I'm saying? She'll show up and make the story stay long. She can't have no book by herself. She can't have no story by herself. Just leave her inside this book. Josephine is a movie. Matter of fact, Josephine is a 12-episode show for 15 seasons.
Okay.
Josephine, because I think with all of this, if anybody's read the book, you see everything. That's why I love to read books like this, because I swear I saw it all. I saw the dresser. I saw her arm. I saw the gun coming out. I saw them I didn't expect the gun. Yeah, I don't know how I clutched my pearls and still held a book in my hand. I don't know how I did that, but somehow I did. Somehow I clutched my pearls and still had this book open on the page where I was. That was a gift. I thought I would have dropped it. I really did.
Oh,
the way you wrote this was absolutely phenomenal. Kudos to you.
Oh,
and
well,
Dirty Little Secret.
Yes, phenomenal, phenomenal. Now, I guess everybody been waiting to hear. Nobody raised their hand. It's about 30 people on the line. But so we're going to go down here.
How do they raise their hand?
Well, when you call in, when you actually call in, if you listen to the prompt, it tells you when you're ready to speak to the host, press the button. I completely forgot what button that is. I'm so very sorry.
Okay.
Because most people call in and they hear it right away, and a lot of the prompts have changed in They have changed.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through now and see who's on the line and see if they want to say something to you. We're about 19 minutes in to the call.
Okay.
This caller is one, area code 813, last four is 1665. Let's see, they've been here the longest. Hello, you're on with me. See who we're speaking with. They might not want to say nothing. Okay, we're
hello.
Let's go to the next person. Area code 330. Hello, you're on with Niecy.
Hello.
Oh, it's a brother. Hey.
It's me. I'm. This is Niecy's pastor. This is Pastor Thompson.
Yes, glory, hallelujah, thank you.
No, don't go to hallelujah now. Don't go to hallelujah now.
I was just being open and honest and transparent and authentic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so very proud of her. She had some struggle with it when she joined the church, and she said, "Pastor, I got a book. It's very risque, and like I don't want to bring any shame to you or the church. But I want to thank you for so much of what you've done for us, for me since I've been here." I said, "You spell my name PastorDonteThompson, and you spell the Victory Center. We're very proud of her. I told her she could be the next Lady Tyler Perry. She could be the next Wendy Williams. She could be the next anything. And one thing I'm not about to do is be extra religious and stop somebody's destiny and stop somebody's dreams, man. She has a gift, and I authorize it. It's authentic, and I appreciate her. She's very faithful to the ministry, and I love her to death. So I want her to do well. So when she go on her tour, I want her to take me as a roadie or something. I carry the book. I don't care."
Oh, right. Well, I appreciate the fact that you are the type of pastor that realizes that this is real-life stuff. She didn't make this up. This happened somewhere on some street in some city somewhere. Somebody has endured what she wrote. So I applaud you, because there's so many who are stuck on the religion that they don't encourage their people in the gift that God has given them. She is definitely a gifted writer, no doubt.
Thank you.
Well, you know the problem. You know the problem with people that find Jesus, or yeah, Jesus was never lost, but they was. With them is they act like they came out the womb with pastor and prophet in front of their name, and you didn't. I get it. So I want to pastor real people. I don't want to pastor all those folks that's up in the cloud somewhere, because I don't live up there. So
that's
give me the
right
ones on earth. So
that's
I'm proud of Niecy, and she'll do well. She'll do very, very well. She'll continue to do well, and I'm going to push
awesome
her.
Well, I probably would have did different had I known G was on the line. I probably would have maybe read the scripture that was in the front of the book first to kind of get the show started. I would have did some different paths. I would have sang a Jubilee, Pass Me Not, or something to open up the show so y'all could know that. Yes, Lord. Yes. Pastor, I appreciate
no
you.
Problem.
I do. And I'm proud of her, and I'm glad that God has blessed her with a covering to let her know that her gift is not something that she should hide under a rock or under a bush, and that she should be able to shine. Amen. All right. Well, Pastor, now, if you ever have a book, just come back and let me know, and I promise you that
will do right by you, sir. And if you don't have a book, Pastor, I'm encouraging you to write something to encourage the other pastors who don't know what they're doing, how to do it.
If I write my book, they're going to kick me out of the church. So
see, that's the kind of book.
We're trying to wait a little while.
Steve Harvey, them the kind of books get you on Steve Harvey and Wendy Williams. Them little books with just scriptures, I call people, tell people, the Bible has already been written. Please don't write me something that's got scripture in it. I have a Bible. I don't need you to rewrite scripture. And I keep a real Bible, Pastor, not this thing they put on your phone. I like to hear my pages rustling and writing, highlighting everything.
Niecy got that old Bible she brings, that old white Bible she brings.
Something was good about
her,
Pastor. I knew it. I knew something was good about her.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
All right. Thank you so much for joining
us. Niecy, love you.
Love you too.
I don't know how many people that have wrote a book like you got their pastor on the line, and he's been here the whole time.
That's my support system.
Yes. Strong. Ooh, Lord, yes, that is great. All right, so there it is. Let's see if we can talk to one more person. Two more people. We got a few more. Hello, we want to make sure you talk to Niecy. Anybody there and actually want to say something? I think Pastor done took. Pastor are scared of people. We should have put him on last time. Now they don't want to say nothing because Pastor done came on the phone. He said keep it real.
Come on, y'all. We have a few more
Hold
minutes.
Hold on. We do. I'm going to 239. Somebody in the 239 going to say something. Hello, this is you on with Niecy. 239. Hello. Yes, hello. You're on with Niecy. Who are we speaking with? Hello. Hello. Girl, they're scared. For all you scary people that called in, we need some non-scary people. Why is it that you all have been here this whole time? It won't nobody say nothing. Okay, let's go to St. Pete. Maybe somebody in St. Pete will say something. This is 727. You're on with Niecy. How you doing? Won't nobody say nothing. Hello? Little scared, girl. See, these are the followers. We need to find. I'm gonna write down all these telephone numbers for you, girl, so you can call them all.
Okay.
Say, what was you on this? I'm gonna write down every last one of them. Every last one of them. Let's see if we get 904. You're on with Niecy. How you doing?
Hey, Niecy.
Oh, thank God, somebody is real and not scary. Who is this?
This is Latina.
Hey,
how are you?
I am wonderful. I am so proud right now. I feel like my big sister is having her moment. I'm just over here just so excited for you.
Well, thank you for saying something. Thank you. I appreciate that you're here and that you actually said something, Latina, because we went through seven people who would not speak up. So you are on the air. I'm recording you. I'm so happy that you are here. And I'm proud of her, too, and I'm just meeting her. I'm so excited about this book. It's just, it's phenomenal. It was exciting. It was scary. I think I did every emotion. Did you do that too, Latina, when you was reading?
Well, I have a confession. I couldn't finish. It was so much. I have to go back and finish. But it was the parts I read, I didn't know what to do.
I know.
I know
you had to turn your head, like close your eyes, like put them real down, real look.
Girl,
you like
that's awesome. It's better than some.
But it just
a lot of the books that I go to the store and pay a lot of money
there
for.
You,
like, that book
that's
is awesome.
What
I'm not
saying.
Just telling you that it's awesome.
Good.
Thank you,
good.
Hey, Mona.
Yes,
guess
ma'am.
What? Lestina is also one of my church members.
Ooh, I don't know why people think church people don't read. A church, Latina got here.
And I'm Latina, do you have children? Justina, do you have children?
I do have children.
Okay, and then you're not the new Mary, right? You had your children the way everybody else had their children. Latina, no. She just ain't finna go in church and go up there for testimony hour, but she know everybody else know.
I know that's right, but I ain't shame. I testify about them too now.
Oh yes. Well, see, when you do that, just let me know. I'm about 2 hours away from Tampa. I need to get where you at. Where are you, girl? When you do your testimony hour, I need to be there.
Well, I'm in Riverside.
Oh yes, honey. That's an hour and a half with my foot in the tank. I can get there. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the call. I think this is the most callers I've had for any author within the last.
We did it, y'all! Yeah,
she beat it. She did it. And the callers actually stayed. So what that says about you is that your support system is authentic. These are people who really genuinely love and care for you and will continue to support you in your endeavors. That's what this says to me. I'm in awe of what I'm seeing right now. And I've had a couple people, you know, drop on and off. Your people probably couldn't stay on to listen. But I'm in awe of the fact that you've had at least 20 to 25 strong people on this phone the entire time you were here. So, Latina, thank you for staying. We all going to wrap it up here in just 1 second. But thank you so much for coming on the call.
You're welcome. More than happy to.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it looks like people are not even saying anything. So what you should do is go back in your group and see if there's anybody who didn't have the book and then give the book away there, because all the scared Marys didn't say nothing. And Lucina says
a few people who said to me they want to say something, but
give me the last four, whatever their numbers are. Just tell me what the last four of their numbers are. Because like I said, there's 20 people on the call.
So let's try a 6284.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello, you're on with Niecy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? Who are we speaking with?
This is Tanika Williams. I'm a really good friend of Niecy for a very long time. And I just wanted to let her know how very proud I am of her for following her destiny. And just to keep it going, we don't get to talk very often, but I follow her, and I'm just very proud of her.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome, darling.
Thank you.
And, Ms. Tamika, I'm going to encourage you and Niecy. When you have people like the two of you, you're saying that you're – like you stayed on the call. That speaks volumes. But as women, we don't hear from the women – that support us a lot. So I'm encouraging women, and I'm starting with these two, to take out once a week or once every other week and just stop what you're doing. Give each other 5 minutes of your time. We need that in our lives because we round so much hell all day long. It's always something going on, or somebody that is not happy with us, somebody that's dogging us out. So why she just need to hear from you. And call me too, child, while you're calling her.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for being on the call, baby.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Who else, girl? We got about 6 minutes.
Try 1665. I think this one of my babies.
Hold on. I think we did earlier, and they were scared to say something. They was right above Pastor. Is this one of Niecy's babies?
They was on me.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Yes, we can.
You can?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Missy's firstborn, Shiny.
Oh, you the baby that inspired all of this. You know that, right?
Yes.
You are the baby. Tell your mother something really nice. Tell her something that you've never said to her before.
Oh.
I don't want to make her cry. Y'all going to hear her cry on the radio.
Go ahead,
that's fine. That's fine. It's live. That's fine. She needs to hear authentic things from people right now. Past almost made me cry. I had to keep together.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sarnie.
I just want to let Niecy, the author's Niecy Glorious, I just want my mother to know that I love her so much and I support her so much. I mean, I tell her all the time or every day, but I am behind her 100% and I support her all the way. I'm so proud of her. And I thank her because she is the person that made me the person that I am today. And I am proud of her. So, like, I don't know. I'm so proud of her. Like, talk about it all the time. Like, dang, I would never think that my mama would write a book. But she did it. And she did it. And it's good, too. So if you don't have it, go out and go get Betty Little Secrets or the first book, Book and Little Eyes. I mean, Book and Eyes.
Go get them both. Not or. Get them both. Go get them both. Go get them both. That is so nice of you, sweetheart.
Go get them both.
That is nice of you. Your mother needed to hear that. She did.
Love you. Love you, Nono.
I love you, too.
Okay, baby. Thank you for coming on. Even though I don't need to thank you, I knew you were going to be here anyway.
No problem. Good night, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Good night. Look at that, girl. Girl, you have – somebody said people calling back in. Jesus. Yes. Well, let me say this to you. I don't have your first book, but it looks like you have a support system of people that need to be back on the phone with you at some point. So if you send me that one, I'll read it. We can do that. Or when you're ready to actually get to the place where you're going to publish your last one. We don't have to talk about everything in the book. We can sort of build suspense. So you'll tell me what we want to talk about before the book comes out. Maybe it'll be the day before or whenever. And just come back. You're always welcome to come back here. I absolutely love what I do. People always ask me this, and I always try to end the show with this. I don't charge for what I do because I think that there are certain gifts that you're given. You do them without asking for anything in return, and then God returns the tenfold to you. I don't think it's nickel and dime people when it comes to certain things. I'm very blessed to do this. I enjoy it. This show Wine About Books came out of me trying to help a friend who had a book, and she was married for like 20 plus years, and her husband pretty much told her, "Your book is garbage. You'll never publish anything." And literally, her book, Niecy, was inside of one of those big manila envelopes, and she handed it to me, and she said, "Read this." Now, I am an avid reader. Well, I used to be, and I'm getting back to it. This show has made me become more of an avid reader. And I read her book in about 2 days. It was pretty thick. And I asked her, what was she doing? And she said she didn't think she was worthy of publishing. And I pushed her. I have never been a publisher before. And I actually opened up a publishing company on the side so that I can show people, one, when you're being taken advantage of, make sure you read your documents. Don't let anybody take anything away from you. Don't sign anything unless you understand it. And just be really, 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 really comfortable in the fact that this is yours. This is your book. You should be the only person with the rights to it.
Right.
I do see, I visually see this. And if I can visually see it, others can too. And if they can visually
see it,
it could be on TV. It could be on TV. So I would encourage you to keep moving. If you need help with trying to get connected to all of those people, just let me know. I do know some people somewhere. I ain't famous yet and maybe never will be, but whatever resources I have to help you, Niecy, I'll be more than happy to. We got about 2 seconds coming up. I'm extremely proud of you. We're connected now. Anything you need, if I could be of any service to you, by all means, please let me know. You are blessed by your following and by your support system. Please be proud of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Let everybody know what you're doing. You got something coming up this weekend. Give that to them very quickly.
Yes. Sunday, I will be in Fort Myers. There's a book event at the Crown Plaza Hotel on Bell Tower Drive between the hours of 2 to 6 in Fort Myers, Florida.
Awesome, awesome. And then let everybody know where they can find you, website, social media, contact information.
I'm on Facebook under Niecy Doris. My like page is Authoress Niecy Doris. Instagram, it's Authoress _ N Doris. And that's Doris with two R's, D as in Delta, O-R-R-I-S as in Sam.
Awesome, awesome. It has been a pleasure.
Amazon.com.
Say it again, on Amazon.com?
Yes, ma'am, it's on Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. I'm encouraging everybody that does not have the book, go out and get it. Even if it takes you a year to read it, it does not matter. We want to support Ms. Niecy in her endeavors and make sure that she has the money to do what she needs to do. That means, no, she's not a charity. She needs the cash with the book. Awesome. Thank you so very much for coming on, Ms. Niecy. This was a pleasure. I enjoyed this.
Ms. Wanda, thank you very, very, very much for having me and giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. We are going to say goodnight. I'm going to actually, well, we didn't even play any of the music, but that's just let you know that the conversation got really, really good. we'll leave out with Mary J. so that everybody can go on home and not cry anymore. You have been listening to Wanda by Books on Wanda After Dark Radio. I'm your illustrious hostess, Wanda Mays. Good night, and I love you all. God bless.